Limits, I'm sorry for interrupting your newscast, Joe, by asking random questions. I didn't realize you were on the air.
Oh, it's completely okay.
Did everybody hear me?
I don't think so.
All right. So I was saying, I might have sworn once or twice and said bird milk at least three times.
That'd be news to me.
All right.
I might have to go check the tape or not.
Thing is, while you're doing the sportscast, you don't have access, or you wouldn't hit the dump button because you don't hear what I'm saying.
Correct.
Okay, then I'm going to get fired.
Was your mic on, or were you in?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Great. I didn't know if you were talking in my ear.
Paul, I need your undivided attention.
I got it. I'm giving it to you.
No, you're not. You're typing again.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at Twitter. Trying to see if there's anything interesting happening here.
Well, there was something interesting that happened during Kabbali.
Yeah, he basically gave us our PTI segment, didn't he?
Yes, but that wasn't even what I was alluding to.
What happened?
The Steelers have restructured the contract of Alex Highsmith and freed up $7 million.
There we go.
What could that money be for?
Let's all do that at the same time, Paul. Do you want to do that? The count of three?
One. Go ahead.
Two. Three. Does this mean Brandon Ayuk? Does this mean Cortland Sutton?
Does it mean
they don't
other
need to
receiver?
Sign him right away, though? I don't know. I don't know what it means, City Limits.
It's fascinating to see. I mean, they didn't.
It's very interesting right before the draft, isn't it?
They're creating some money and some space. I don't know what it means, though. Could just mean they're creating some money and some space.
It could.
You know what I'm saying?
It could. But it's a little bit interesting, the timing of it anyway. Man, I hope they do make a deal. I want the Steelers just to turn into this crazy LA Rams, like, we're all in, screw the draft type team.
High rollers.
Yeah.
At the casino.
Wasn't that guy's quote, the GM of the Rams was like F first round picks? Didn't he say that actually a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
I want the Steelers to do that. I want them to, they've already done that. They've already brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Just trade the first round pick, bring in Ayuk, and sign him to a gigantic deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is you're basically just saying, basically, listen, I'd rather have an NFL ready guy than somebody I'm guessing at.
Yeah. And if they have Ayuk and Pickens, they'll have the two guys with the highest yards per catch last year in the whole NFL. Two legitimate, huge play receivers.
So here's my question to you, and this is where I always argue about the whole never had a losing season crap, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's this idea about consistency and stuff. So the Steelers over the last 7 years have not won a playoff game, right?
Yes.
But they've also not had a losing season. And they do things the way they do them. And, of course, the Rams basically just went out and did fantasy football and went out and got whoever the hell they wanted to buy and traded away picks and all this other stuff. If you were a Steelers fan, would you trade the last 7 years of the Rams?
Yes.
For the last 7 years of the Steelers? Even though the Rams.
Yes.
Wait, hold up. Easy now.
Yes.
Even though the Rams had a 5-12 in there.
I'd take 3 5-12s. Give me a Super Bowl.
And they lost in a Super Bowl, too. They got to the Super Bowl twice in the last 7 years with a model that we're told by all the people around here that are Steelers apologists that, well, I mean, the Steelers, you can say whatever you want, but they are consistently there every single year.
Yeah, I'd trade that.
Would you take, this is what I said, and the same thing with the Eagles. Would you take their last 7 years?
I'd go this far, Paul.
Would you take the Eagles' last 7 years, even though they had a 4-13 or a 4-12? They've been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah. I would take a lot of teams. I would trade the Steelers' last 7 years for 6 5-12s and a Super Bowl championship. I want that Super Bowl title. Easily, I would do that.
Six 5-12s
plus a Super Bowl championship.
That's a tough one.
This is life in the mushy middle. There's nothing happening here. A little bit of late season excitement that you know won't matter in the end. It's still fun. But it doesn't matter, and we all know it doesn't matter. But now they're trying to do things differently, and I respect
but
that.
But I'm just saying, you brought up the Rams, and I always laugh because there are people who actually would tell you that the way the Steelers do it is the right way, and the Rams, they just, you know what I mean? Well, the Rams were back in the playoffs already again last year after breaking, you know.
Exactly. So, well, the Steelers are trying to do it differently. They're getting a little wild here. And, man, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of tension when it comes to their time on the clock. And you know one thing I hate during these drafts, Paul, is when people give away, like I'm watching it on TV, and people give it away on Twitter.
Well, don't listen to our show tomorrow night, because Doran always has it 5 minutes before
Does
it happens. Yeah, he's got some good source, and so Doran is always telling us who it is.
Ten words or less with these answers. It's our own version of PTI. Paul thinks incrinculently, except it's my questions to Mark Cabali, if you can figure that one out. 10 words or less, and we have to move on from every one of them and get to Dan Zangrilli. Are you ready, City Limits?
I am ready, Joe.
And it goes Paul, me, you. No clock, no buzzer, no nothing. Just answers. 10 words or less. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Please. Who's the starting receiver next to Pickens next year? Ayuk, Sutton, Boyd, a different vet, somebody already on the roster, or a rookie?
I would say it's going to be a rookie.
I think it's going to be Ayuk.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a rookie third rounder.
Next. If Brock Bowers somehow slips to the Steelers at 20, you would run to the podium to take him.
I hate agreeing with Joe, but yes, I would.
I would sprint to the podium and tackle people on the way.
He sold me on this. I think yes.
I would sprint right past Mark Cabali in doing it. Yes, I would do it.
That wouldn't be hard. Go ahead. The next center on this team will be a vet, a draft pick, or somebody already on the roster.
I'm really 100% all in on it's going to be Herbig.
Wow. I say draft pick, and I say the kid from West Virginia.
I'm starting to get very 50-50 because of the praise that's been put on Herbig, but I think it will definitely be a draft pick in the end.
Next, Broderick Jones will play left tackle this season. I'm sorry, Paul. You go first. You are, and I jumped
Broderick
the gun.
Broderick Jones will be the left tackle, yes.
I say no.
Wow.
It looks to me like they're going to keep Dan Moore over there. I'm not saying I advocate for this.
Yes, Broderick Jones will be the left tackle. Somebody will be drafted, whether it's the first round or the third round, to play on the right side.
These are great questions, and my voice sounds very deep and melodic. Can you play the next one?
Sure.
Who will play right tackle?
Broderick
Jones,
you already said, Joe, I'm going to go with a rookie.
Holy horse milk.
Rookie first rounder, Mims, Fuaga, lots of options.
One of those guys, one of those rookies.
Next, who's the top center on the board in your not-so-humble opinion? I'm going to take the kid from Duke, even though he's a tackle. Although, as I say that out loud, I think, Did they at least ask the person this time if he wants to play center and if he likes it? Because they forgot to do that with Kendrick Green.
That is hilarious to me. Zach Frazier, why not? I'm familiar with him. I'm familiar with his work. I think he's really good. I'll say Zach Frazier.
I think it's Zach Frazier, too. They find a way to get it done.
Next, they'll take a quarterback somewhere in this draft. I'm starting to believe no. I don't think they will. Paul?
I have zero doubt they will.
They will?
There will be there'll be a quarterback drafted in this draft by the Steelers.
I hate to continue agreeing with Zeiss. I think they'll draft one in the fifth or sixth, maybe seventh.
Will you be happy if it's the Florida State kid, Jordan Travis?
I mean, I guess. Put it this way. I'd rather it be that than Bo Nix or Rattler. So, yes.
Okay. Next. If they did, who would be a good mid-round guy to take a chance on? Paul Zeiss's Florida State guy? Yes.
You know I'm going to say Jordan
Why
Travis.
Do you hate Spencer Rattler so much?
I just think
it feels very hurtful.
I mean, where was he at? Nebraska or Oklahoma or wherever he was before South Carolina? Where was he at? Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I just think he stinks.
That's fair.
I watched a lot of South Carolina games this year, and I just don't think he's very good.
Hey, Bob. Do you think Dino Sinceri could replace Roethlisberger?
Do you have that on there?
It's in here somewhere.
Who do you think would be a good pick?
I kind of like the Tulane guy a little bit. Rattler. There's not a lot of quarterbacks at the back end that I necessarily like, but you could pick old buddy Phil to play tight end, huh? Would that be fun?
Hey, Bob.
Or our old buddy Phil Dracovic.
Phil Dracovic will be your tight end.
That would be tremendous.
But hey, Bob.
I'll tell you this. It's probably we're probably giving him too much credit with a guy like Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be somebody like, you know, whoever's playing at South Dakota State right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. You think Gino's very good backup for you?
Do you have you dog you in there anywhere? That just makes my day when I hear Bob say that. He
yes.
said when he came back with this that he was thinking horrible swear words and was very angry with me.
You dog you.
And it just came out like that.
That's funny.
I'm going to get him next week, too.
Let's get him.
Yeah. I have a plan all hatched. Next.
I was just going to say.
Who's the most important person in the Steelers draft room, the most influential voice? Is it Tomlin, as we assume, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel? Which one? Kabali said ultimately, you know, Art gets the final say, but the guy, I clarified, who's making the picks for the Steelers? Why do they keep this a secret? And he said Tomlin ultimately, and I agree with that.
I would think 100% is Tomlin because the Steelers have always been a very coach-centric organization.
He said Weidel will make recommendations,
right.
And I'm sure Tomlin will follow most of
right.
them. But he's the guy.
But those recommendations will also be based on what he knows that Tomlin wants.
Do you think?
Yeah. I mean, obviously Andy Weidel's going to make some – but you understand what I'm saying. Like, he's not going to recommend a guy that he knows Tomlin has no time for.
Do you think if you injected all these men with truth serum, every one of them thought Kenny Pickett was a good pick at the time?
No, absolutely not.
Tomlin did. He's his
Tomlin
guy.
Tomlin did, absolutely. But I don't know that everyone else was in love with it.
And I know Weidel, I don't think, was there yet. Or was he
no,
there?
No, he wasn't there. It was Colbert.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Colbert.
Yeah,
I
mean, right. It was Colbert.
It was Colbert's last draft. I don't know that he really was all that as engaged as he needed to be.
I wonder what Weidel thought of Pickett when he first, or what he thought of him going into that draft. I bet you not much because no other team, the Eagles had a chance to draft somebody.
I legitimately believe that the Steelers could have passed on Pickett and got him in the second round, maybe even the third round. And it's very, you know, I know I'm right because a bunch of teams needed quarterbacks in that draft. And when was the next one came off the board? Was like in the third or fourth round, wasn't it?
I think it was Levis and Butthead at some point, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right. Coming up, Dan Zangrilli. He's in the building. He's going to join us to talk Pirates. We have an update on Skeens coming up as well. Who's making another start at AAA for some reason today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser, Malsy, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours. As we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us, go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. There's been a clamoring for a Starkey-Muller reunion. Are you guys in favor of hearing that at some point, perhaps in the middle of
the
night?
That would be hilarious.
I think we're more excited for that potentially than our friend Muller would be. Yes, it'll be very
Malsy fun. Malsy might not like it.
That's another shot from City Limits. One
hey,
of many today.
He doesn't care.
That's incrinculant.
He doesn't care.
I'm up for a Starkey-Muller reunion, perhaps with a trivia game. Is there any chance by video, by Zoom, we could get a Vinny and Cook reunion?
Oh,
would that be incredible?
That would be the best hour.
That would be incredible. We could do it because they're friends now. But I don't think Ron would want to come back on.
Will Ron ever come back on the air again after the send-off?
If he's drunk, which means it could be any day now. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be hilarious. That would be tremendous.
What about a Seibel-Starkey reunion for an hour?
Rage Against the Machine.
Greetings and welcome to the machine.
Yeah.
Could we get that going? No.
No?
Who would be the best pairing for Paul on this thing? Like a pairing of great interest.
We would have to go back to having news anchor updates, and it would be John Phillips every 20 minutes
John
Phillips with me every 20 minutes.
Who was the first news anchor we had? What was her name?
I don't know, but they refer
Kalena. Kalena.
Ken Tekeluvi?
Pony.
Remember
Pony,
him?
Pony and Kalena Bell.
Kalena Bell should do the updates.
She could be the updates for him.
Who should we pair Paul with that would be the most incendiary combination for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon?
What about Giannotti?
Giannotti would definitely come back.
How about John Burton and I?
That would be great.
Right? Craig likes that idea back here.
He's a rugby guy. He's a rugby.
John Burton and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, he is a rugby guy.
We could talk,
who was the weatherman?
We could talk about our experiences in Iowa.
Who's the guy that went out to South Dakota to become a weatherman?
Oh, Bob Sir.
Yeah, Sir Lancelot. That would be unbelievable. You and Sir?
Bob Sir.
You remember him?
Was his name Bob?
Robert. But I call him Bob.
Bobby Sir. Bobby Sir. Remember him from the Cavs?
Bobby Sir. Where did he play in college basketball?
Florida State.
That's right, with Charlie Ward and Sam Cassell.
Think
about that team.
We got to find people who hate each other to do this. That would be incredible, right?
Yes, would you? 412-928-9370.
But Ron and Vinny like each other now.
What?
Yeah, they're friends.
That's a development.
They visited in Seattle.
What?
Yes.
It's true.
They're good friends.
You can read all about it. That's Dan Zangrilli. He's in the studio.
In fact, that last week when Ron was doing his goodbye tour, didn't you guys have Vinny on, I think?
Yeah, and you know what? I talked to Joe Green yesterday about the 74 draft, and I thanked him for coming on Ron's final show because Joe Green was at baggage claim. When he came on, he said it was his pleasure and is Ron tan and happy in Florida. I said, yes, he is. Nothing about the back hair, which got removed, Dan, as far as I know.
What? Excuse me? By how? How did they do it? It's like shearing sheep.
What do they call it when they take tape and get hair off your body? What's that process called?
Torture. That would be torture.
They waxed Ron's back limits. They did.
Back hair.
I bet you they did it with the electricity thing, you know? Oh. The electricity thing where they zap it out of you.
A vacuum?
You could light it on fire.
No. What is the procedure, the process called where they basically do it via like a laser? No, via like a laser thing.
Laser hair removal?
Yes.
Yeah.
On Ron's back hair.
Yeah, Ron had a patch like Jared Jones's chest hair.
You guys think I make these things up? It's true. These things happen.
He could be his own welcome mat. He could be a rug outside his door. But they took it away. Limits.
Just use a weed whacker.
Taco meat on the back.
Oh, come on now. All right. I think this has really gone way off the rails to the point where I'm starting to get uncomfortable by this discussion.
Oh,
you think when the wind blows, he gets itchy?
Yeah, you know what? We've been remiss here, Dan. You're probably not. You're going to come on in a moment here.
Okay.
And I'm glad that you're
already
glad
on.
Glad that you're in. That technically he is already on, isn't he?
That's right. We have a Paul Skeens update for Dan.
Why don't you save that as a radio tease, and we'll have people with bated breath waiting for that. Thank you, Limits.